Heading into the Invictus Games in Vancouver was a daunting endeavor for a local veteran, but she overcame those fears and got it done. Melissa Henderson, 40, of Cumberland Beach, said it was an incredible experience to compete in the games that feature wounded, injured or sick armed forces personnel, past or present, from around the world. "We were treated like celebrities," she said. "The opening ceremonies were amazing. Having everyone cheering for Team Canada was surreal. For the closing ceremonies, I don't think there was a dry eye in the arena." Henderson was in the military for 7 years. After experiencing numerous back injuries, she was released in 2015. She said she decided to apply to the Invictus Games for the first time after seeing a newsletter from Soldier On, a program of the Canadian Armed Forces Transition Group, which contributes to the recovery of ill and injured members and veterans by providing resources and opportunities through sport, recreational, and creative activities. Henderson's second application was successful. She said of the 500 applicants to Team Canada for the 2025 Games, 56 were selected. "We're encouraged to pick sports that are going to challenge us or sports that we will continue on after the Games," she said. She selected swimming, alpine skiing, and volleyball, meeting every challenge with courage and determination. "I have a fear of putting my face in the water, so I had to overcome that. I also had to lap swim, which is harder than it looks," she said. During her year of preparation, Henderson swam 3 to 4 times a week on her lunch breaks, joined the Orillia Volleyball Club, and was supported by her family, who took up skiing alongside her. "We got a season pass last year and were skiing whenever we could before the games," she said. Her daughter, Alicia Moody, 11, was terrified to ski at first, but like her mom, she overcame her fear. "Now she's doing black diamond, level ski courses, like no problem," said Henderson. Henderson took part in 2 swimming competitions prior to the games in Vancouver and placed 3rd in her age category. "I felt like I had already won before I went to the Invictus Games, for swimming, like I had conquered that and I felt prepared," she said. The training for skiing was supportive, though Henderson laughs at winging it once at the Invictus Games. She said it was her first time with gates on the course. "My whole goal was to get down the hill without falling, and I was able to do that and I didn't miss any gates," she recalled. "You've just got to commit and get it done. It was a really cool experience. For me, it was about trying to do better than the day before or the last time I swam." Henderson was the top Canadian female for swimming 50-meter freestyle. Prior to her injuries, Henderson was a runner. Unable to continue her active lifestyle, she was discouraged. Although she tried to maintain workout routines, she missed the competition. "So, being told I was in the games really pushed me to go outside my comfort zone and try different sports so I could still compete, and it was just as good," she said. Athletes in the Invictus Games are prepped with mental health briefs and support from coaches and teammates. Henderson was aware of the potential slump she might encounter upon the return home after the excitement and exertion at the games. "Coming home, everybody was sick. I dipped mentally. I was drained. They did warn us. I didn't think it would happen, but it kicked my butt," she said before adding she is well on the other side now. "I recovered and feel great, excited, motivated, and grateful for all of the support and sponsors that were able to help out and that I was able to experience it." Her goals now include maintaining a swimming schedule, skiing, and completing a triathlon.